Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, where you'll hear inspiring stories and life lessons from amazing Hell Yes entrepreneurs who are running their for-purpose businesses and living their Hell Yes lives. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey there, Hell Yes entrepreneurs. Welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Entrepreneur Podcast, formerly titled the Hell Yes Life Podcast. Happy New Year. Happy 2019. This is your host, Norman Bell. I am excited to be back on the podcast. And this is just a quick Happy New Year preview episode, solo episode, just to give you a little bit of an update. I'm going to try to keep it short, although usually when I try to keep it short, it still ends up coming in at about 25 minutes. But I'm aiming for 10. Let's see if I've got to go to the store to pick up some Ricola cough drops and some chicken soup for my daughter, who's a little bit sick on this New Year's Day. But I just wanted to get a quick episode in, because I'm going to be posting a little more regularly here in 2019, maybe not every single Tuesday, but I wanted to get one out this Tuesday and just let you know that there's some things coming up here in 2019. And, I've been up to some stuff trying to move forward with my Hell Yes life in fits and starts, I would say. But, yeah, I just wanted to give you an update. I'm actually sitting here in the car in wet shorts, not because I've had an accident or something like that, but because here it is, New Year's Day 2019. I'm a little old to go out and party on New Year's Eve, but I thought I would try a new tradition on New Year's Day. I went to, here in West Seattle, at Alki Beach, they have the New Year's Day Polar Plunge, which is where I just came from this. And so I have just done the Polar Plunge, and that's why my shorts are wet. So now I think about it, I'm going to have to go to the store with wet shorts here. But anyway, so it goes. That's the kind of guy I am. I just go to the store with wet shorts. I don't care. I'm the kind of guy who does polar plunges. Are you the kind of person that does a polar plunge on New Year's Day? Well, I hope so. Hell yes to you if you have done a polar plunge today. And so it was pretty fun. It was kind of one of those things. It was like the I went bungee jumping last year, and you spend like days beforehand just thinking about like, oh my God, the bungee jump is coming up in 3 days. The polar plunge is coming up in 27 hours. Oh, it's only 3.5 hours until the polar plunge. And then the actual experience takes about 45 seconds to 60 seconds or something like that. There was probably about 500 people, you know, spread out across the beach, down at Alki Beach. And, then it came to the top of the hour at 10 o'clock in the morning. And whoever it is that's organizing this said, 3, 2, 1, everybody counts down 3, 2, 1. And everybody just runs into this, very cold Puget Sound water. And, it's like a shocking moment of, whoa, this is so freezing, but then it's exhilarating as well. And then it's over, and you've done it. So like, there's a lot about that I could unpack, about how many moments like that have you had in your life where that you think about it, you worry about it, for days and weeks and months beforehand, and then finally the moment comes and it's over in a flash, and then you look back on it and go, oh, I did that, that was amazing that I did that. Some of the best moments of my life have been like that, moments where I've dared to do something outside of my comfort zone. And that's a lot of what I find is part of my Hell Yes life, is doing things outside of my comfort zone. For example, I'm going to keep talking in this microphone, even though there's a guy that's walking by just now with his dog. And I'm going to just keep talking, even though it's uncomfortable to think about what is he thinking? Like, what's that guy doing in his car with his microphone? Anyway, he's passed now. Okay, so let me just cut to the chase. That's another one of the themes that kind of keeps coming up for me, is just, hey, let's just cut to the, where can I cut to the chase? So let me try to cut to the chase here. Now that I've told you about my morning experience here on New Year's Day doing the polar plunge. Okay, I wanted to give you a little update about my wife, Zoe, who you may have heard earlier this year. I had, you know, I just did sporadic episodes over 2018 because we were pretty heads down in the experience of Zoe going through treatment for breast cancer. So she was diagnosed in, I think, October of 2017. And I had been posting episodes regularly in 2017. And when that came up, understandably, I think you would understanding that when that occurrence happened, you know, I put the pause button, hit the pause button on the podcast. And I posted sporadically over the course of the year in 2018, and a lot of the episodes were just kind of check-in episodes and really, you know, kind of either posting about that experience or just other things that were up for me, but kind of informal episodes, somewhat like this episode, posting from the car and just talking about things that were on my mind. So I won't go through the whole story. There's previous episodes in the 60s, episode 60, I think one, I don't know, somewhere in those 60s there are episodes that cover that whole story. But I just wanted to give you an update and let you know that tomorrow, January 2nd, is actually my wife Zoe's final treatment, radiation treatment for breast cancer. And she will be, you know, as much as you can say 100% done, she will be 100% done with the course of treatment that she has gone through. I mean, she'll never actually be done with breast cancer because there will be periodic checkups, and I'm sure it will be something that she'll carry with her regardless. And of course, knock on wood, we pray for no recurrence at any time in the future. And her, I'm kidding, little text messages here. And now I'm going to be picking up toilet paper as well as the cough drops and chicken soup. So anyway, so just knock on wood, everything goes great from here. But tomorrow is her last treatment. And after that, she continues to take like hormone therapy, but that's just just an ongoing therapy. So 14 months she's been going through this. For 14 months we as a family have been going through this, and it ends tomorrow. So we're you know, there were some good things that happened in 2018. We got two kittens, for example. We moved to a house that was a better fit for us. But a lot of 2018 was a bit of a slog with all of that going on. And I think we're both happy to, you know, put 2018 behind us and looking forward to 2019. Brighter future in 2019. So I just wanted to let you know that. And her prognosis is very positive, and so on. Anyway, email me with questions if you have any questions. Okay, and I also want to let you know I'm doing several interview episodes in the coming weeks. I will be, I've got some great guests coming up. Greg Clunas, for example, is, he has the Tiny Leaps, Big Changes podcast, and he is, I think he's our first returning guest. He's coming back for an interview to coincide with the publishing of his new book, which I believe is called Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. And I think it's actually a book that's published through a traditional publisher. So I'll be really eager and interested to hear about how he's doing and how everything's going, but also to hear about his book publishing process, because that is something that is on my radar right now as well. Who else? I have Amy Wanninger is going to be on the podcast. And Amy is actually a client of mine. She's a coaching client, and she is her field of interest is in diversity and inclusiveness. And she is going in and talking to corporations about that. But she's also in the midst of developing this as kind of a side business right now. But she's transitioning into doing this full time, speaking about this, doing workshops. She's already written a book about this. And so we'll be talking to her about that area of her interest, but also about her process of becoming a Hell Yes entrepreneur, right? She's becoming a thought leader in her area of expertise. And that's one way that a lot of the people on the show have become Hell Yes entrepreneurs. They've become thought leaders by, you know, writing a book, having a podcast, doing public speaking and workshops and so on. Courses and so forth, to generate business in their Hell Yes business. So we'll be talking to her. We will also be talking to Calvin Wayman, who wrote the book Fish Out of Water. And Calvin gave me some great advice about getting going on my book writing process, which I'll tell you about in just a moment. So I'm excited to have him on the podcast. And we also have Jeffrey Davis of Tracking Wonder, which is a great organization. And I'm looking forward to talking to him as well and more information about him in future episodes. And so, we have a great quarter. I'm looking at the year in quarters. So Q1, I think we have a great Q1 coming up for the Hell Yes Life podcast. Those are a few of the interviews I have scheduled, and hopefully we'll have a few more plus quite a few more solo episodes as well. So looking to post just about every week in Q1. What else? I have a workshop coming up, a visions and goal settings workshop. If you happen to be listening to this and you're in the Seattle area, then I encourage you to go to the website, go to hellyeslife.com, where I will have information posted. It's not actually posted at the moment, but now that I'm saying this, I will be posting it about the Your Hell Yes Year Visions and Goal Setting Workshop. It's happening on January 19th in the Fremont neighborhood. So I encourage you to join me for that workshop, where we will be getting clear about our cringeworthy visions, our big visions for our lives and for our year. And then we will drill down and get clear about what is our one audacious goal, our one big audacious, bodacious goal for Q1, for the first quarter of 2019. Of course, we'll already be 19 days into it, but nevertheless, let's get going if you haven't got going already. And then we will set the goal of getting that one goal accomplished in the next 90 days. Now, you could choose to say, oh, that would be by the end of the first 90 days of 2019, or 90 days from the date of the workshop. Anyway, we can get a little flexibility here. But the point here is to have some time definition about when you're going to get this big, audacious goal completed. Because Hell Yes Lifers, we can just sit on goals that we've been meaning to do for years and years when there's no deadline. But when this is what I call the Hell Yes formula. And I talk more about this in my upcoming book, which I'll talk about more in a second. But the Hell Yes formula is this: choose your goal. That's step one. Step two is declare, make a public declaration about your goal. Way before you're ready, way before you think you're going to get it done. Just tell everyone that you're going to get this thing done. And then step three is to become the person that can get that goal accomplished, that can do that task. So once again, here's the order of things. Step one is you decide on what the goal is. You choose what the goal is. Step two is you declare what the goal is. You make a public declaration. You get it out so you cannot turn, so you can't turn back on this. You've told too many people about it. They're going to be asking you about it and holding you accountable about it. Step three is you become the person that can accomplish this goal. And then, of course, you do the goal. So that could be step four, but let's just keep it to three steps. You get the idea. And so here's an example of, okay, and so I invite you to come to the workshop so you can, you know, set your cringeworthy, you know, get clear about your cringeworthy vision and set your big audacious goal that you will be declaring publicly at the workshop. So that's a good start. But then I also encourage you to get your goal out there on Facebook, either in our Facebook group or, you know, on Facebook, just to everybody that you know. And speaking of which, that is exactly what I did at the beginning of December. On December 1st, as a matter of fact, I decided what my goal was, and my goal was to write a book in 90 days. Write a book in 90 days. How many people listening to this right now have been thinking to themselves, gosh, I really want to write a book. I really want to write a book. For me, years have gone by. It was like, oh, I really want to write a book as a piece of my Hell Yes business, as a piece of my dream of wanting to be an author and write a book. Well, I finally decided that I would use the Hell Yes formula, which I have determined that's what this is called over the course of writing this book. I would use the Hell Yes formula to write this book, which is to decide what I was going to do, write the book, then declare it publicly. So, gosh, this was painful. So I declared it publicly on December 1st, and I want to make sure and hit December 1st so that I knew that by March 1st, this book needs to be published. I hate to say it, I'm actually declaring this publicly more now by saying this to you, Hell Yes Lifers. So there's always this sense that you know, in the back of your mind, there's that voice that's like, well, maybe people won't remember this. And so you kind of need to kind of keep declaring this publicly. And a few weeks ago, the initial sort of momentum had dissipated a little bit. And I knew that, okay, I need to make another public declaration about this on Facebook. And here's what I did. I actually, because the book is actually titled The Hell Yes Entrepreneur, just like this podcast. And it is going to feature many of the stories and tips and accounts from many of my guests that have been guests on the Hell Yes Entrepreneur podcast. Wonderful stories as I'm going back through them and sort of getting the transcriptions and then going through those transcriptions. I'm realizing what a great treasure chest of content, of material that I have to work with. And it's a lot of work going through all this, all these interviews and so forth, but well worth it. And I'm really looking forward to sharing this book with you. But I'm aware also that I'm kind of speaking in a bit of a stream of consciousness here. So I'm trusting that you're okay with that. Okay, let me take a pause, actually. Taking a pause. And so I am writing this book. So I'm making the public declaration. So I made this other post and I tagged many of the guests that were on the show and asking them, former guests, is it okay with you if I feature you in this book? Say hell yes in the comment section if you are okay with that. And then, of course, you know, giving them the option, hey, I am me if you don't want to be included. And I would say a dozen, maybe 15 or so people have commented, maybe 15, 20 people have commented, said, hell yes, you can include me in that. So, that was great. And it was another level of holding me accountable for writing this book, because now there's 15, 20 people out there that are, you know, I'm sure they're not waiting with bated breath. Like, when is Norman going to publish his book? But I've put it out there yet again. So anyway, I'm declaring to you now that by March 1st, it's January 1st, so I now have 2 months to go until I publish this book, that this book will be out on March 1st. That is my goal, and I cringe a little bit telling you that again, because now I've really got to do it. And this kind of goes, this comes back a little bit to what I was saying before about cutting to the chase, right? So this is another theme that's come up in my life and in the writing of this book, is like, rather than like, I'm not going to write Ulysses, but you know, I'm not going to write the Bible here. I'm not writing the most intricate, biggest, most comprehensive book in the world. Look, I've got 90 days to write this book. As a matter of fact, I've got about 60 days to write it, because I've got to probably need 30 days to figure out how to publish it. So I've got to cut to the chase here. I've got to figure out, how am I going to get this done in the allotted time? And anyway, I'm hitting the 20-minute mark here. So I will kind of cut to the chase and say, how can you do that? How can you do that in 2019, Hell Yes Lifers? How can you cut to the chase in moving forward on the goals that you really want to move forward with? How can you cut to the chase and pick the one thing that's really going to move the needle? For me, a month ago, I was taking a walk and I was asking that question to myself, that kind of famous question about the one thing, the one domino. If I tip that one domino over, what is that one domino that will make everything else either easier or irrelevant? And the book came to mind, you know, from an, I think, kind of an intuitive place, like writing a book. So that's what launched me on going forward with this. And what is that thing for you? Okay, so I guess the last thing I want to say is I am a coach now. I am coaching people. I'm still technically in coach training, but I have also launched my coaching branch of my business. And I'm working with clients, and I'm excited to be I'm loving coaching, and I have a few more spots open for coaching clients this year. And so if you think that you might want to work with me, well, you can sign up at hellyeslife.com for a free strategy session. There's no obligation, no cost to this strategy session, where we will spend 45 minutes together and just go over, like, where do you want to be, right? What are the results you're looking for in your life? What is the reality of your life? Where are you right now? And what are your roadblocks? What are the things that are the obstacles that are keeping you from achieving those results? So whether you decide to work with me or not, it will be 45 minutes well spent to get clear about, you know, where is it you want to go? Where are you now? And what is standing in your way? So I encourage you to go to hellyeslife.com/coaching. And schedule your free strategy session right now. Okay, I'm going to wrap things up as one other person comes by the car here. I just don't care, as I'm standing, sitting here with my microphone. Oh, I guess one last thing would be, one other thing you can do from hellyeslife.com is buy yourself a Hell Yes Life coffee mug or sweatshirt or shirt. That's right. I now actually have Hell Yes Life branded products, which is actually surprisingly easy to do. Anybody else who's out there that's thinking about having that as a piece of their business, you can go to teespring.com. And with it, if you have a logo or anything, it's very simple to set up to have those kinds of products available through that website, or there's a few other ones. I'm not specifically saying you should go to that website. So anyway, okay, so there's a few things that are going on in my life and with hellyeslife.com. And I think we're setting ourselves up for a great year. I think it's going to be 2019 is going to be an awesome year, a hell yes year. So why don't we say hell yes together on the count of three? I'm going for a short hell yes, I think, in 2019, not the big hell yes, but sort of like a hell yes. Okay, ready? Here we go. One, two, three, hell yes. All right. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a hell yes life.